Well, good morning, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited about today's show. Yes, I am. Why? Because this is the bomb show on internet yet, okay? And we are growing and growing and growing. I'm so excited to be such a part of a great team, PBSRadio.com. My radio family, I absolutely love them. You need to check out the rest of the show. They have many other shows, but keep tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, where we love and adore spending our Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with you every Wednesday. Same time, same day. All right, today, we're going to go right into the weather. Today, we have, in D.C., 60 degrees, mostly sunny. Our high is going to be 65, all sunny. Now, that is beautiful, beautiful weather. I know that a lot of people are going to be out and about enjoying this beautiful weather. In Dallas, you have rain at 52 degrees. You have continuous rain going all through the afternoon, and your high is going to be 55 degrees. In London, you are 59 degrees, cloudy, and that is your high as of right now because you're in the evening time. Atlanta, Georgia, 68 degrees, and your high is going to be 71. You are partly cloudy all day long. And Augusta, Georgia, hey, iHeartRadio in Augusta, Georgia, Minnesota. The Fats out there holding it down at iHeartRadio in Augusta, Georgia. Shout out to him. Augusta, Georgia, you are 76 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high is going to be 83 degrees. You guys always have amazing weather. Miami, Florida, you are 85 degrees, partly cloudy. Your high is going to be 86 degrees. Charlotte, North Carolina, partly cloudy right now, 69 degrees. Your high is 65, and you're going to be coming more clear as the afternoon goes by. All right. Well, if I did not say your city or state, Las Vegas, Charleston, South Carolina, et cetera, Laos, Australia, you know who you are. You guys, I love you so much. I love you guys that are tuning in and telling your friends all about the show. You guys are amazing. But guess what? Just because I didn't name your state or city or country does not mean that you're not having the bomb day. Why? Because the truth is, this is the day that the Lord has made, and what we're supposed to do is rejoice and be glad in it. So I don't care what the temperature is, what the weather looks like, what you're going through, even at this very moment. This is the day that Yahweh created, and he created you. So guess what? He's in control and has the final say. So if you believe the report of the Lord, you will prosper, okay? So believe that word. He is the word. Fellowship with the Father and be blessed all throughout the day, no matter how it started. Finish strong. All right? We're going to go in the ministerial minute, okay? I've been talking to you guys a lot about the things that God has been pouring into me, and I have noticed a slight bit of impatience going on with me, and God has really been revealing it to me. And you know what? These are the things. His grace is sufficient. I'm going to tell you that for a fact, okay? Because a lot of things we've been doing, but he brings it to our attention in an appointed time. I really believe that. So when we get on people and we say, you're doing this or you're doing that, or why don't you do this or why don't you do that, why can't you do this or why can't you say that, they may not see it until God brings a reflection and actually bring it to surface so he can deal with it. I'm telling you, some of the behavior that I recognize in traffic and just when things don't go right, or, you know, I might not cuss and fuss. I may just huff, or I might, you know, withdraw, or I might just the thought. I know what I'm doing. And people can pick up your energy, so you'd be a fool to think that nobody can tell, even though you ain't cussing and fussing, that you're not upset or disturbed about a situation. So if something doesn't go right, my schedule is off, or, you know, if things are just not moving the way that I had pictured it or imagined it or thought or planned it or whatever, then my patience becomes short. And it's not so much towards the people, it's the it. But however, this has been going on for quite a while. So God really been dealing with me about what love is, because I know in First John, the book of First John, everybody that I've been coming across, that's what I've been teaching and preaching. First John, book 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 talks about God's love. It talks about his love, that he is love, and that perfect love casts out all fear, and that if you're fearing, basically, then you have not tapped into his love. You have not been completed in his love. That means you need more work. If you're still afraid and you need to get closer and grasp more of his love, and that we're supposed to love one another because he loves us, and, you know, just all kind of things about him as love and what he expects for us, commanding of us to do with his love and to be loved like he is loved. So it goes on, because I started, you know, just going into more deeper study as he's been revealing things to me and stuff. And I love those times with him because he just pours in so much. But I just kept hearing patience. Like for the last couple of weeks, especially since my schedule has been picking up, and I know that I have been, you know, kind of focusing on my son, and this is a year that he's, you know, preparing for, you know, high school, and it's just been me trying to get him to, you know, time management and focus and be consistent, and he's only 13. So, you know, with that and just wanting not to fail him, making sure I take him to everything that he needs to go to give him all the opportunities that he needs to get to. This has been a year process with his football, all kind of stuff. So now my schedule, you know, he's got the rhythm. He's in eighth grade. Now he's got the rhythm somewhat. He's a lot better, but we got a system going on now. And I'm able to travel. And so these events have been an increase. It has been really a blessing. And but I've noticed how things have not been going like what I'm used to, and things like that, and how I wanted it to be perfect and all these other things. Anyway, whatever I had in my head, y'all know what I'm talking about. Just think about if you're planning a cookout and you got all your family and friends coming, or if you planned a birthday party and you got all, or you when you planned your wedding. That's what I'm talking about. How you want things to be of excellence. Not that you are prude or anything. It's just that you want things to go smoothly. You want everybody to play their part and stuff. So anyway, and the traffic in D.C. is absolutely insane. So Gina G can tell you about that. She's been here. She knows. Anybody that's been in these streets know that it is wacky crazy and lawlessness. So let me get to the point. So love is patient. Do you see the connection in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8? Love is patient. That's the very first thing why he's teaching me about love and bringing up all these impatient issues, because impatience causes frustration. Yes, and it's a torment because there's some sense of fear or anxiety, which in the Bible it states that we are to be anxious for nothing, to worry about nothing, don't worry about it, trust God, to rest in him, which is a trust factor, whatever it is, just rest in him. Also, to that fear is a torment, and he did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So listen to what love is, because, again, when he says, you know, this is in 1 John, so he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So he gave us love first, power, and a sound mind. So in 1 Corinthians, when he said, look at what love means, I've read this so many times. I've seen it on paintings and pieces of wood and engraving and all of that stuff. I mean, we it all the time, but it never registered. And I'm going to tell you, when I was on these business trips, these ministerial trips, you know, my sister was the first person that said, have some patience. And I was like, it just stood out to me. But God can use anybody to stir something up that he's getting ready to deal with. So, you know, don't ignore when your gut starts squirming and stuff, and you start realizing that this is something, because it's sticking with you, so you should ask. So don't, a closed mouth don't get fed. If you want to know why this is, you know, twirling in your soul and in your mind, and, you know, that one word or that one thing, ask the Father. So back to 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there's a just leave there. Love never fails. So, you can prophesy, you can speak in tongues, you can do all that stuff, but if you don't have no love, it don't mean nothing. That's what the rest of it say. But I want to go back to the very first thing. Love is patient. Love is patient. So if you are patient, you're going to be kind to everybody. You're not going to be angry. You're not going to keep record of wrongdoing. You're not going to delight in any evil. You're going to rejoice in all truth. Your perception is going to change. Your mind is going to be transformed. You're going to be more like Yeshua. And because you're more like Yeshua and you are operating as the Father, love who he is love, then you are going to have power and you're going to have a sound mind. Do you see that? Oh, my goodness. It was such revelation for me. I just keep praying, Lord. I don't love it, but I can see so much now how the devil has increased this word that is a lie, that when you ask God for patience, you're going to be tested. Listen, if you look at it negative, then you're going to get negative. You need to ask God for what you need. He says, ask for whatever it is, you will, and he will give it to you. Don't you think that he wants you to operate more like him? Don't you think that he wants you to exemplify his glory? Don't you think that he wants you to be the light operating in power on this earth as you are, was created in heaven? Don't you know that he wants all these things to you? But see, the enemy wants to pervert stuff and wants to put rumors through the Christian religious pipeline so people will be afraid to ask for the very thing that he's requiring of us. He says love is patient. That is the first, very, very first thing. If you're not patient, then you're not operating in love. If you're acting angry or you're not forgiving or you keep, oh my goodness, I'm going to give you an example. The one thing that the enemy continues to do with me and have done through the years, and I know it's generational because I've seen it, is keeping up with wrongdoing. Remembering what someone did, their faults, their failures, keeping a count and a record. Oh, my God, if God did that to me, I would be under hell. I wouldn't even be, hell would probably be too much fun for me. I would be under hell, like way, way, the devil won't even be able to see me. Ain't nobody going in hell can't even talk to me. That's how far I would be if I didn't get if my records wasn't clean. Oh, my God. I'm talking about years of falling short, failing, sinning, disobeying. Okay, so, I mean, that is like, he says, keeping record. I mean, all of this stuff. And, I mean, the enemy will keep on rehearsing stuff in my mind. This person did that to the point that sometimes I'm even, I don't want y'all to think I'm cuckoo, but I'm even thinking of a rebuttal or like we're in a conversation. That's how real he makes things seem because he wants to keep us bound. He wants us to keep us unforgiving. He doesn't want us to operate in love. Love with all of these credentials in love, which gives us all this power to raise the dead, to heal the sick, to cast out demons, to operate against his dominion. He doesn't want us in a sound mind, peace. Oh, man, I'm chilling. Like Yeshua was on the boat when the waves was going and crashing. All the disciples was, oh, my goodness, and they looked over. He was asleep. That's where God, Yahweh wants us, a sound mind. Oh, my God, I could preach this thing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to turn it into a sermon. I just feel the Lord, he going to just keep on watering the seed, and it's just going to be something. It might be my next book. But I just give God all the glory. I thank Elohim for the direction, for leading me down the narrow path. This is what he wants from us. Don't be afraid to ask your Father. If those inklings and stuff are coming up, ask and you shall receive. Knock and he will answer. He will supply for every need, every season you're in. Instead of looking for a thing or what or who, you need to be looking for the revelation, the impartation of the Father inwardly so you can operate and draw all things unto you. Just like Father draws all men unto us, we were created in that DNA that we would draw all things unto us. And that's what he does. The apostles, they came and laid things at their feet. You know, we don't have to keep worrying about these things that are not so important. They're not going to fulfill those voids. These are the things I'm telling you he wants us to operate in love, power, and a sound mind. All of the credentials of love, all of the credentials of power, and every attribute of a sound mind. All right, you guys, I hope you were blessed with Ministerial Minute. I hope this blessed you because it sure is blessing me. I love you so much. We have the Hammerthones on today. We got my girl, Gina D, bringing us Trinity. And what she said? And happy birthday to my girl, Estelle. We got a little something for her. We're going to do all of that as soon as we come back. We're going to go right into our interview with the, well, let's take a commercial break, and then we're going to go right into the Hammerthones with Gina G and me. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light with the Love Jones crew. And right now you're checking out Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. Here's our interview with the Hammerthones. I love these guys.
Hammerthones is right here with us, right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, here with me and Gina G. We got the Hammerthones right here in Augusta, Georgia. We at the family reunion. I'm so excited that you all are here. Can you introduce yourself to our over 500,000 listeners, plus the 4.5 that's going to be hearing us on the podcast? What's your name?
She plays in stats. I'm JV, though.
Tui. Tony Lilo.
How did y'all come up with the name Hammerthones? Who want to answer that?
It kind of came up with itself. It was a derivative of a couple of guys making a joke, and it stuck.
Wow. What I want to tell every listener that's listening, I mean, they have this sound of, I mean, what is that? Because a lot of people don't know what it is. It's harmony.
I would say soul with a mask.
Soul with a mask, but if you saw them, they are so fly, and they don't need no music. It's amazing. They got their own style. I'm telling y'all, if you just go with your dreams, right, what would you tell somebody who wants to have a sound and but to be different than anything else? What would you advise them?
Just be true to yourself, and that's pretty much it. You just got to continue to just be true and honest with your sound, you know, and what you do, and sometimes it takes a while to actually find that sound, but once you find it, you just have to be willing to stick to it.
It's like y'all got a quartet sound. Quartet sound, and I mean, they are sounding amazing. How did the people that you went to with your music, how in the world did they adapt to the fact that you look not anything like a quartet? And what was that like?
think it's just the blessings flowing from above. I think we just try our best to be totally us, and it just so happens that the people like it. So we just thank the people and all of you all that's out there listening. Thank you so much. Keep supporting the Hamiltones, and we appreciate it.
I love it. I love it. Gina, did you want to say anything to the Hamiltones?
Y'all sound good. I just want y'all to know. Sound good, look good. No music. I hope y'all do an album with no music. Just an acapella.
Yeah, could you do an acapella?
Just
that would be so dope.
Eight tracks with just all of that.
Oh, my God. Tell everybody
mine.
Tell everybody where they can find you. Who's going to give me that information?
You can definitely find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all across the same thing, at The Hamiltones NC, all the way across. And we will follow back, and we will like your pictures.
Oh, he brought the sexy on with that one, y'all. Y'all better hurry up and follow them. All right, guys, we love you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to say? Any last minute words that you want? Any advice? Anything? Love?
Kick it, bro. Keep it real.
We love you.
Oh, well, we love you.
And we want you to love us and continue to support us.
Pray for us.
And pray for us.
Absolutely.
And keep supporting good music so we can bring this real R&B music back. That's what we're talking about.
I love it. And we got to have y'all come back, because if y'all got anything y'all want to share, any tours, any new anything, please come back on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I welcome everybody. Y'all are family to us right now. Okay? All right. Much love. The Hamiltones. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, so fun. Oh, my God.
I know. That was the best.
Those men can bang. They can,
yeah, they
sing.
Can
bang.
They can bang. And, you know, they're affiliated with Anthony Hamilton. That's their, his group.
Yep. Yep. I mean, they were so handsome, they smelled good, and, you know, they were just a good group of guys. And it was crazy how we didn't even know who they were when they was just sitting in there. And the next thing we know, we see them on stage, and they sound so good. We were like, oh, we got to meet these guys and get an interview with them. Gina had that microphone ready.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny is I saw that YouTube video about when they did to put some respect on it, when they were talking about, what's his name, from Lil Wayne, Baby, Birdman.
Oh, yes, Baby. I'm Birdman. It was Birdman.
When,
put some respect
Birdman,
on my name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when he was at the interview and with Charlamagne and them, and they did a whole thing. Have you seen it, the YouTube?
I haven't.
It's on my timeline, girl. You got to check
okay.
it out. I posted it. I posted on Saturday or one of them days just to, you know, get people familiar because that video went viral. And they sound so good. They were just showing that they can sing anything. And I should have made their butt sing Dr. Gina's Radio.
You know what? Dang, that's such a good idea. That's all right. We're going to catch up again.
Yeah, I'm going to need that quartet sound because that's so dope.
They were a dope group of guys, man. And it was, that whole experience was just wonderful. And those guys were just, I mean, their personalities and just how humble they were and are. I mean, you know, it was a great moment. That was a great interview. As short as it was, I think that we got all that we could get out of them brothers because they was tired. But they had enough words for Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, so I was excited about it.
I am so excited about it. They were great guys. They were more than willing. So tell us what you got on the agenda today. We doing trending tea or what she say? Which
I mean, I can throw in a little bit of both now if you just need to be. Let me tell y'all about Stormy Daniels. Everybody needs to know who Stormy Daniels. I don't care, American. I don't care where you're from. You know Stormy Daniels, which is the young lady that was actually suing Donald Trump for defamation of character. Well, the court threw that out and actually ordered her to pay his legal fees. Let me tell you how the situation works. I mean, first of all, it's sad to say with all of this Me Too movement and everything going on with these men, you know, and the sexual assault and everything, it seems like the only person that didn't get away with anything is Bill Cosby, an 85-year-old African-American man who, you know, is now in jail. He's legally blind. He's the only person that has paid because no one else has. And now Donald Trump is on Twitter because, you know, that's what he does. and he called the girl a horse face. Yes, he made fun of Stormy Daniels, too. I mean, it was horrible. To know that this is our president, this is not just a man, you know, in the news anymore. This is just not a man who has a hotel in everywhere. This is our president, and he is on Twitter calling this lady a horse face and basically just saying, you know, that you can't get away with stuff. So this is what she gets. You know, it's her fault and all this kind of stuff. But she has to pay his legal fees, Dr. Gina. Can you imagine somebody, you know, throwing your name in the dirt and making you, you know, horrible in the world, and then you got to pay their legal fees?
I'm lost at the sauce.
But some good news for the Canadians. Marijuana was legalized today in Canada, and they had a huge festival party for it. You know, Canada is one of the places where you get free health care for the people. And when Trump won, you know, everybody from America was trying to run to Canada so we could get away from Trump and get free health care. But now they have legalized marijuana, y'all. So Canada, I believe, is going to get a whole bunch of visitors come this holiday season. Prince Harry.
That's just from Detroit.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice green Christmas. Canada. We have Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan. They are expecting their first child. She is pregnant, y'all. Oh, Lord, we're going to have a swirl baby over there. Over there in England, taking over some stuff. She is due in the spring. I'm so excited about it because I just love their wedding. I love their relationship. I love how they're switching up and changing the rules. And he's honoring his mother. I think it's just a wonderful thing. So they are expecting you guys. So I will keep you updated because I love them. So I'm going to keep you guys updated what's going on with them. And last but not least, some good news. Harvard awarded Colin Kaepernick the W.E.B. Du Bois Award. It's a medal that has only been given to like the highest, like Oprah Winfrey, Muhammad Ali, Maya Angelou. It's for his humanity and what he's done for the African American community since he kneeled over 2 years ago, you know, standing up for police justice. So Kaepernick, you know, although this is another thing, you know, you may think your life is supposed to go this way, and I'm just telling you right now that your plan, God is laughing, because your plan is so small compared to what he has in store for you. So although this gentleman cannot play football anymore, which is what he probably thought he was going to do for the rest of his life, you know, his dreams through college and everything, God has just turned and twisted and taken him in another direction. And he is a huge role model, not only for, you know, NFL, you know, football players, but just kids all over the world, black, white, Asian, it don't matter. So he is awarded that award. And I just want to say, keep going, Kaepernick. You know, I don't know if you listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat, or you tell somebody, or if you know Kaepernick, tell him that Gina, Dr. Gina's radio chat said to keep going, because he is really, really making us proud. So I'm excited, Gina.
Yes,
there's some other
I
stuff that's going on, but it ain't newsworthy, honey. I'm telling you right now, it ain't newsworthy. it ain't tea worthy. I'm going to tell you that right.
Yes. Oh, man.
And you know what? And what I wanted to say, and my what she say now, I love now. Dr. Gina, I don't discriminate with nobody to do with their life, you know. But this is the last time I'm going to take medical advice from somebody that smokes cigarettes. Let me tell you something. If one more person that smokes cigarettes comes up to me and tell me what I should be eating, what I shouldn't be eating, what I should be doing, and don't take that and don't do, if one more person that smokes cigarettes come up to me and give me health advice, it's going to be a problem. I'm going to need you to worry about you and your lungs and your general, because it tell you on the pack of what you smoking that you're going to die. Okay, and it is going to cause cancer. So I don't need you to tell me about no scrambled eggs. I don't need you to tell me about no cheese. I don't need you to tell me about nothing like that. I love y'all. Now, that's your choice what you do. Just don't be giving me no medical advice. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I said it, cigarette smokers. I love y'all, but y'all not going to give me medical advice. I'm just saying, Dr. Gina, y'all I can't I take
don't.
It off.
No, I don't want any health advice
because
you're not listening.
Because you're not listening. So leave me alone.
You're not listening. Yeah, you're not listening. So how am I going to listen to you? You not listening. I'm going to need you to listen, and I might listen.
I had a lady tell me yesterday, doctor, I'm telling you, she had her cigarette in her hand trying to explain to me how I should be drinking almond milk and how I shouldn't be drinking, you know, milk from the cow and all. And I'm just looking at her with all this smoke and fanning the smoke out of my face while she giving me advice on almond milk. Milk from the cow. I said, lady, if you don't get out of here. I'm getting ready to go lay under a cow and get the milk if you keep messing with me.
Right. That is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, we got a birthday celebration. We have a sister. You guys know her. She comes every month faithfully giving us her spoken word inspirational ministry. I mean, she is the bomb. She's our sister. She's our friend. She's our ministerial gang partner member. We busting demons up every month when we come together. And we love her. So we just want to say happy birthday to you.
Hey.
Happy birthday to you. Happy
okay.
We're going to do the remix, Gina. Happy
you know I was
going
to do the remix.
Gina and Dr. Gina, you all, you guys have had too much coffee today. Hey, family, what's going on?
We love you, girl.
Hey, we love you.
How do you feel about your birthday month?
Girl, I'll tell you this. Honey, I'm a fabulous 50. I'm the new 50. I'm the 35-year-old 50.
Oh,
come on.
Up now.
Come on.
Oh, no. Don't now. Cause you look good now. You look good.
You know, Dr. Gina, you know, you doing these 2,000 squats a day thing. I got to get there.
Yes, she is, Estelle. You hear me?
Oh, my goodness. I be out of breath, like,
watching her.
But you know what? I'm truly so blessed to just be here and to be healthy and strong. So I have no complaints.
Amen.
I know that's right. All right. Well, you know that this is, I know you got, you know, some wonderful festivities coming up. We just want you to have such a great time. I wanted to be there with you. My son schedule change, got a football game on Saturday, and it's only two games left. So I'm just like, wow, you know, but, you know, what can you do? I'm the only parent here and the one that goes hard, rain, sleet, or snow. So I got to be there, you know?
Listen, ministry starts at home, and I'm a true believer of that. So,
yes.
I understand, but you know what? Hey, you'll be there in spirit.
Yes, I will. I'll be thinking about you, and I'll be celebrating with you. But this month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we've had some, you know, our RN come in, and she was teaching us about, you know, different types of cancer and, you know, different testings and stuff. So we really wanted to focus on really making women that maybe, you know, fighting this battle, trusting God, and or have overcome this battle already. We just want to encourage people this month with knowledge and laughter and just inspiration to keep them going, you know, for the rest of their days ahead. And so I was so glad that you were coming on today. And I asked you if you could do something towards that, and I know you got something good because you were so excited about this. So we can't wait to hear it. What do you have for us this week?
Well, in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the first thing that came to my mind was the color pink, you know, because that has become the symbolized color for survivors everywhere. So, having said that, my poem I wrote is called Pink Pearls. So it's to empower and encourage all my sisters and anybody that's dealing with this or anybody that's been through it. This poem is called Pink Pearls. She was the poster child for survival. Marginalization and defeat were her biggest arrival. As she unmasked the pity party perpetrators and dismantled all of her haters with a smile, well, child, you do know that you failed the malignant test and the lump in your breast signifies death, don't you? She didn't honor negativity with an answer because the real cancer is poisonous atmospheres. She simply whispered the declaration, but I'm still here. And yes, I may have to make a few life adjustments like rock a short hairdo, redefine what beauty is, and change my diet too. But all of these things have really changed the way I think. Blending in used to be a sweet fragrance, but now it stinks. I'm still a girl. The only difference is I used to be a white pearl, and now I'm pink. I think I found life's missing link. You will miss your purpose in life if you blink. Maybe I'm supposed to lead feminist groups with all female troops, and instead of combat boots, we will wear pink pearls and pink hoops. Or maybe I will join my girls and become an advocate for Me Too and protest with a pink sign. Or maybe I will become a supermodel for Jimmy Choo. Real talk, I'm in my feelings like Drake, but at least I am not fake because Kiki, you ain't gotta love me. I've learned to love myself.
Wow.
Since Meek Mills and White Boy Rick are already free, maybe I will start a movement to find the guy who shot Biggie. Or maybe I will go hang out with Kim and Chloe. I think it's about that time they get to know me. Oh, good grief, Nicki and Cardi B. Drop your beef and use your platform to rebuild a broken culture. Don't teach our daughters to be limelight vultures, but teach them to be innovative researchers, prolific teachers and speakers, congresswomen and business owners. Owners, fix your sister's crown and not dethrone her. I'm the it factor to empower a sister, and it doesn't matter if they are ordinary or the A-lister. My point is, I'm that joint, that plug, that warm embrace when you need a hug. Wear me like wear pink pearls, and let's never let the world separate us girls. But as women of distinction, let's join and fight for a cure, so that the generation that comes behind us won't have to endure this battle. Pink pearls.
Wow. That is good, girl. I love it. I love it, Estelle.
Thank you.
Yeah, so how can everybody follow you?
You can follow me at... Where am I at? I'm sorry. You can follow me at For Real Gant. That's the number 4 Real Gant on Twitter. And I'm also on Facebook at Estelle Monroe Gant. That's with 2 T's. And I'm on Facebook.
Go and follow her. Thank you. Wish her lots of birthday love and celebration. We love you here. Can't wait to hear about your birthday celebration, girl.
We're going to send you a shout-out, too, Dr. Gina.
All right. Well, you know I'll be on somebody's, the doggone bleacher. So I'll be on a bleacher somewhere.
Now I got a prophetic word for you and Dr. Gina. So when you all go to the next Big Stellar Award, you remember to take your entire family right with you, your entire radio family.
All right. I'll definitely get a agent to put that together.
Yes. There you go.
Yep, I'll definitely put that together, get the credentials and all set. I'll look right into that.
Yes,
indeed. That'll be fun.
Well, family, as always, I love you all, and you're doing a wonderful job, Dr. Gina. And Gina G., you are as crazy as can be. But I love you all. That rhymed, didn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
You are a poetess. The two Ginas take the world. That's my vote.
Amen. Amen. All right, Estelle, and we'll keep up with you, girl. Have a great month. Celebrate the whole rest of the month, girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys be good.
All right, love.
All right,
we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back, Gina G and me, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's your man, Dave Hollister, the ghetto preacher from Love Jones, the musical, and you're listening to my girl, Dr. Gina, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
That's Dave Hollister. All right. So, yeah, girl, that was a great, great time. Okay, so listen, we got so much show to go. Normally, we don't have enough time. Now we got a lot of time. We got a whole lot of time.
That's all right with me.
So, what's been going on? What are some of the things that you got going on, Gina G?
Oh, well, I have a few things going on. Actually, next weekend, I will be headlining Cosby's Comedy Club in Newport News, Virginia. I will be there Friday and Saturday for 8 o'clock shows. So I'm excited about that. This is my first time headlining a comedy club, you know, like a weekend. You know, so this is like my weekend. I'm the headliner, and I mean, I'm excited.
Is it this weekend or the next weekend?
It's next weekend, the 26th and the 27th.
We'll be there.
I'm so excited. I hope you do. I got something that following Wednesday. A friend of mine who lives in Richmond, she's a female comedian. She's going to L.A. for a couple of months on a potential writing gig. So I'm excited for her. So I'll be taking over her comedy room that she has in Richmond, Virginia on Tuesday night. So that is the 30th. I will be there with her. So, I mean, God is moving. He's moving in so many different directions. You know, when I was with Frankie Beverly, when we were there with him, and, you know, I kind of sang a little tune. So that's really kind of been heavy on my mind, Dr. Gina.
I don't know what's
been going on. But I'm like, it's been heavy. It was something that I was doing before that it didn't work, I guess, in the way I wanted it to work. So I kind of left it alone. So for that to have happened in the words that he told me, and I was just like, wait a minute. So I don't know.
What did he say?
What's happening? Well, Frankie Beverly, for those who don't know, y'all know he's a legend. The man told me that that I can sing, that I have a voice. And that it needs to be shared, that I need to share it with the world, and I need to pursue that. And I couldn't believe it. I was just, he was holding my hands and telling me this, and I'm looking at him like, are you sure, Frankie? Look, are you sure? He married, right? Okay, good. So he ain't looking for nothing in return with this great advice he's giving me. So he really gave it to me, you know, I guess out of really observing me, and I wasn't even doing my best. I was just messing around. So I don't know, but it's just been heavy on my mind, Dr. Gina. So I have a friend that has a recording studio here, and I'm just going to go in there and see what happens. That's all I can do.
All I know is that,
All I know is that I was looking at, whatchamacallit, I was looking at, what is Nick Cannon's show? I mean, it was an Uncensored, and he was, you know, doing his whole life story and everything on TV One. And he said mm-hmm. that he found a place in comedy to rap and do rap and comedy. And that's when he came up with Wildin' Out. Yep, he said.
Oh, wow.
He said he could rap, but see what happened was you should watch it. It'll be very inspirational to you, especially since you can do both. Yeah, he said that he started off with rapping, and he had a whole lot of connections and stuff because Will Smith was like really backing him, but the music industry kept wanting him to be the next Will Smith. You know, like mm-hmm. from back in the day, parents don't understand mm-hmm. that type of music.
I can see that.
And mm-hmm. and he said he wasn't feeling that, like, because he legitimately came from the streets in San Diego.
San Diego. Mm-hmm.
Yep. He said his father was in the streets. He was part of a gang. He actually started a gang that was mm-hmm. well known in San Diego, and then he turned into a preacher and moved to North Carolina. And then his mother married a big time drug dealer. So he was always seeing, like, drugs and stuff in his house. Yeah, it's stuff that we didn't even know. I know I didn't know. And just how much favor he had. He said he didn't do school. He went when he was 16 to Hollywood. And, he started dabbling and selling dope and stuff like that. And, was paying his mother's bills and stuff. But he said he went to Hollywood because he, had opportunity, to try to get on comedy stuff. And then he tells, it's like every step, boom, 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 wow. boom, boom. Because, everybody was trying to be a rapper at the time, his father said, "You're funny. Why don't you do comedy?" Because he was like, he learned how to produce and make, because his father had he went to stay with his father part time. And he said that his father was a TV evangelist on one of the local stations in North Carolina. And so he was working with his father, and his father would let him open up with doing skits and jokes and stuff like that. And he was like, "Man, you are really funny. Like, for real, it might not be for the saints, but you got something. You're funny." Because his father is really strict in, in the religion and stuff like that. Wouldn't even let him listen to music and all that stuff. So for him to let him do that was like a big deal. And so from there, he was like, "Okay, how can I bridge comedy and rap together?" And so he just started doing stuff at the comedy club, and then he started doing his own stuff, like renting comedy spaces and having people come that he knew from being in the comedy scene. Like, he worked with Mike Epps. He worked with, not Mike Epps. What's the other guy? Kevin Hart.
Cat Williams. Kevin Hart.
Cat Williams. Yep. He worked with them a lot. So what he did was since the rap thing just didn't succeed, even though he had all of these different people, R. Kelly, Will Smith, everybody wanted to work with him. He just had so much favor. Not even a high school graduate, nothing. 16, all just went out there. Mm-hmm. And he said he started allowing the rap thing to be part of the joke. And it just talks about how doors just kept opening up for him, girl. It's just an incredible inspiration, like one of those things that I would watch like over and over again.
And what's it called? Do you remember what it's called?
It's called Uncensored on TV One.
Okay, Uncensored on TV One.
Shout out to TV One, bringing Gina G's to your network. Shout out to TV One if you're listening. I'm plugging y'all in.
I know that's right. Come on, Gina.
Worldwide.
Come on, Dr. Gina.
Yeah, so I can kind of see, you being able to try to work with both and whatever comes up, you know what I'm saying? Or if both of them stay, then you're good. Yeah,
okay.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Ooh, exciting. That was inspiration enough. I'm going to have to go ahead and find that. I'm going to look at that in my local listings and look for that. Thank you.
Yeah.
See, Dr. Gina, you're just always so inspiring. And always just know the right stuff to say. Now, what in the world, how'd that come about that you just seen it? And now here you go telling me about it.
I just saw it last night.
See, that's crazy.
I just saw it last night. It was so good. It was so, so good. I'm just,
You know, I mean, I got to see him differently, and it just all makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It really, and now it makes sense.
Okay. Well, I'm on it. What you got going on?
I don't have nothing.
Besides being a great mother.
Just doing stuff, booking for November, and just getting ready for all of these high school open houses, and trying to keep up with my emails about his stuff and my stuff, because you know I'm a mommy and
a working mogul. Working mogul. Mommy
you know,
mogul.
It's just funny. Yeah, so I got all of that stuff going on. And that's it. I know, speaking of Frankie Beverly and them, they're going to be in town on November the 4th here. I probably won't make that one, but they will be
right
now in D.C. I've been to the show twice, and although I love them, I don't want to be bothering them.
Right. Like, didn't we just see you?
Yeah, I don't want to bother them. Even though they invited us, you know, they might forget that. It's been a couple of, you know, at the moment it was good, but then, you know,
right.
Like, okay. I forget.
Are you ladies here again? Mm-hmm. They stalking us. Well, you told us to be here.
Right, exactly. But they older, you know, they might not remember. So
Frankie is pushing. What did he say? He would be 72 or what is 73 on his birthday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's such a memorable moment.
Yeah, it was. It was a memorable moment. It was definitely a memorable moment.
I had people tell me, oh, my God, you were with a legend. Like, that's huge. And I wish one day I ain't even going to ever meet him. And, you know, so that was huge. I appreciate it. That was really huge. You don't think about it at the moment when it's happening. And then you look back like, wow, this is something that people don't get to do every day.
it's just a blessing. It's a blessing to be a part of this show and having the opportunities and being, you know, connected with the people that God has linked, you know, this show with, and how it's empowering, impacting people and everything. I'm just so forever grateful just for the opportunities that is happening. And I just pray for, you know, our producers and, you know, at BBS Radio and .com and just, you know, all of us that we continue to just, God just shows us favor and continue to bless us because of the outpour that we all continuously do. You know, Demencia and the Chic Shack and Jeff Hill with Financial Five and, you know, Estelle Gant with, you know, the Spoken Word and just every person that comes on faithfully and just giving their input, Elizabeth Brooke and her fitness, you know, it's just really a blessing. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you, Gina G.
I'm thankful for you, and I know my sister Sky, she in California, they up early because this is Eastern Standard Time, so they up early in the office, and Dr. Gina radio chat is booming in their office, so just know that we getting around, Dr. Gina, we getting around.
Shout out to the sisters and the office mates that's listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Hopefully we'll come in y'all city and we'll be able to chat up together. You can come and hang out with us at one of the spots. We are going to be going so many different places. I know that God is truly expanding. We get a lot of people on our Instagram and social media and things like that. So it's been really a blessing for it to happen. Yeah. I know people in other countries, they're kind of trying to, I don't know. It's like I get some things like, you know, we listen to you and, you know, it's so inspirational and things like that. I get that stuff, especially through my DMs and stuff and Instagram. So I want to shout out to all of y'all, especially in every part of Africa. Y'all really, really, really love Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Even where Kanye West is. Even where Kanye West is today. Because, you know, him and Kim went down to Africa, girl, and gave all them kids some white Yeezys, his shoes, and he gave them white ones. Now, what they going to do with these white shoes?
All white.
That dirt.
Oh, God. He doesn't know.
We got to pray.
He doesn't know. He never knows.
Shout out Africa, Lord. Now they got Yeezys on in Uganda. They got Yeezys on, all the kids.
And they white. Oh,
and
man.
They white, Dr. J.
Wow. Well, this has been, we're going to leave on that note. We're going to send a shout right. out and a prayer to Kanye to understand that he's not in L.A., that he is
Thank
in, the,
you.
In the bush.
Oh, gosh. With red you know, dirt, okay? Red dirt.
Yeah, red. Yeah, those two are going to be lasting very long. That's unfortunate. But anyhow, just God, just, you know, Yahweh, send them more replacement. Anyway, we're going to move on from Kanye. Father, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you for blessing yes. us, Lord. We thank you for increasing us in wisdom and knowledge that we would exemplify your glory and be more like you. We just appreciate each and every day that you have allotted to us, Lord. We just remain in now faith with you, believing you to expand our territory, Father, that we will be an example of your kingdom, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. And we just thank you for divine protection. Thank you for protecting this radio station, Don and Doug, and all that they're doing at BBS Radio. Just increase them, Lord God. Give them just everything that they need. And we thank you for blessing Gina, GNR, yes. myself, and all of the other networks on BBS Radio. We ask you to continue to increase our territory by blessing so many people. May the content be of what will be a pleasing unto you, Father, and that it will just multiply in so many listeners overall on BBSRadio.com. We just thank you so much for being just a part of this movement. In Yeshua's name, we bless you. Amen. All right. You can reach me on Instagram at Gina R. Prince and on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Facebook. Gina G, where can I get you?
You guys can catch me on Instagram at Gina G Too Funny. That's Gina G, the number Too Funny. Or you can catch me on Facebook, Gina G T-O-O Funny. Book me. Find somebody that wants to book Dr. Gina and Gina. We come a complete package. With the Lord.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we have so much fun together. It's a party when we're together. Okay, listen, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We're loving you. Until next time, we got something good next week, y'all. This is something you're going to have to tune in. We got Jason Champion that's going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about relationships, having a relationship or dating in ministry mm-hmm. and in the body of Christ. This is going to be good because you're going to want to hear what he got to say. All right. And then we got Jenny coming back to give us more of her testimony about what she went through in her overcoming cancer. But this is going to be a great show. You don't want to miss it. Tune in next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with two Ginas, me and Gina G. Mm. All right. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.